Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Romance. I'm your host, Tricia Harley McCarthy. Today's Halloween. Happy Halloween, everyone. And to celebrate, I've invited my friend, Brian Benson, to be part of the show. He's a well-known psychic medium. He's given me readings and he's spot on. So I hope you call in with your questions and speak with Brian, and we look forward to hearing from you. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Hello, hello. Welcome to All About Romance. It's our spooktacular show. I know that's kind of corny, but that's me. So you just have to take the good with the bad. And today's guest, in light of Halloween, I approached my friend Brian Benson, who is a fantastic psychic medium, to see if he wanted to do the show, and he was available. So we're going to bring him on live and see what he has to say about Halloween. You're on live now, Brian. Introduce yourself.
Oh, well, hi, everyone. Thank you so much, Tricia, for having me on your show. This is awesome. Halloween, what a fun day, huh? Everybody's out and about, yeah. And all the spooks and ghouls are coming out, so this should be a fun night. I'm very excited to be here. Don't know what to expect,
good.
But I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. If anyone's listening, the call-in number is 845-241-9835, and we could take live calls, and Brian will be happy to answer your questions, but in the meantime, I'll be happy to ask some questions. You know, hey, it's not very often I get you by myself, you know, where I could corner you.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about your gift and how you bring forth information to people? I think that people are kind of very mystified by how people who are psychic mediums, you know, provide information.
Sure. It's so personalized to each one of us is when we have an awakening and we start to really deal with the spiritual world a lot. But for me, it's I have a kind of a unique visual system, so I see them and I see spirit and hear spirit just like I see and hear you. So which can be a little bit inconvenient at times, like in the middle of a shower when they step into the shower and start talking to me. But you get used to it after a while. Most of the time, I work a lot with guides, which is something that I find that a lot of psychics will work with a lot more of the family side, where I work a lot more with guides. I do what I call life path sessions. They tend to be kind of long and intense, and they deal with the things that have created the person that you are. So really kind of heavy, intense experiences in your life, and then we kind of work through them. But it can be really interesting at times, and I hear a lot of people say, oh, I wish I could do that, and then I hear myself without even thinking about the words coming out of my mouth, be careful what you wish for at times. Because
it can be
a little overwhelming. But I feel very blessed. I feel very blessed.
Yeah, it is, because I think my first kind of experience when I started developing my gifts, it was a long time ago, and I had to go on business, and I was in Concord, California, which is not a nice area, really. It was kind of seedy.
Yeah.
And I was in a little hotel room, and I was freaked out, and I couldn't figure out why I was freaking out. Well, I figured that I wasn't protecting myself with white light, you know. I was feeling all the really negative vibes around me in the neighboring towns or hoods or whatever. And it's scary, and I didn't know what it was. So I didn't know what to say to anyone because I felt kind of silly because you just don't know what's going on.
And that's, you know, it's so interesting because that's a lot of my clients come to me. That's the biggest reason they'll come to me the first time they approach me is that they're having these experiences and it's freaking them out. But if they talk about it, they feel like they're going to be made fun of or something. I'm finding that more and more people are having these experiences. Even people who have been some of the biggest skeptics in my life have just recently come forward to say, okay, something's gone on and I cannot explain it. And then they'll tell me about their experience. There's such a big energetic shift taking place, and it's very exciting, but at the same
time, God.
It's opening up people to a lot of things. So
I feel like
a cracked egg
in a hot pan. That's kind of how I've been feeling lately.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
I mean, it's insane. And people who have, you know, kind of when I'm around them, they'll kind of look at me, roll their eyes like, okay, he's a little bit crazy. Even they're calling me and saying, okay, something's happening and I don't know what to do. And I just have to kind of laugh and go, okay, sure. Come on over.
Yeah.
It's a very exciting time though, because I think there's a lot that's going to be happening for people to kind of remove some of that and change beliefs.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think what at least for me, for the transformation, is trying not to take things so personally. And, boy, that's been a real hard one for me to overcome in the past. Because I think it's
absolutely
so ingrained in me from when I was a kid. And so I don't know if that will ever go away. But being sensitive, it hurts when people tell you things. Yeah, and you take them the wrong way or whatever the situation is. And you know, for me,
exactly.
It's easier, maybe. I don't stew as much or, you know, as long, maybe. But I do.
Right.
I know I'm sensitive, and I accept that part of me, you know, because, but I think other people just kind of going, really? Are you, you know,
and
because
what I find so great about that, Tricia, is the fact that, more and more people, if they would embrace that part of them, they would find that it would impact their life in such a positive way. Because rather than, if you can learn how to control it and kind of own it in a way, being an empath can be a very blessed thing. You can find so many great details out about what's happening around you, rather than just feeling the negativity. That's what most people start out feeling when that empath part of them starts to really surface. They're feeling the pain. They feel pain and the sorrow and the sadness, because those are super strong emotions, rather than feeling the joy and the happiness and the excitement. So if you can learn to control that and learn how to use it to your advantage, you'll be able to just feel the light and the joy and the excitement as opposed to the negativity.
I've also experienced a lot of parting of the ways with people, especially family members recently, and which is shocking, but not so much, and another friend recently, and it's kind of like, wow, you know, okay, everyone leave me at once and then just leave me in the dirt, you know, it kind of feels bad. It really does.
It really can, and, you know, I try and encourage people to, you know, I know that my partner Lawson and I are a little bit odd in that sense. When something that other people consider bad is happening, we get really excited because we know that something really great is coming from this. It always does.
So
I think that's the trick, is learning to kind of flip that around in your head and realize that if there's something going on, this is a great lesson I'm getting from it, and something really positive is about to happen. We always view it as like a slingshot. The further you pull it back, back into the darkness, the further it goes into the light when you release it. So, that's what people are going to find. They're going to have to either figure out how to control that empathic part of themselves so that they don't go down this dark, depressing road, and embrace it as something that can be really great. And I think a lot of people are embracing it as something that can be really great. They are, you know, they are looking at it as a gift. And that's what we want, is for everybody to kind of, that's what we're supposed to do, is embrace it. We're supposed to be connected.
That's true. And I think the growth for me was, I haven't been like in this deep, dark depression over it. It's I've kind of overanalyzed it a little bit, but to the depth that I would normally go through, you know, and be so, I'd be in bed for days, you know, with depression, but luckily I haven't had that experience yet. So it's kind of nice. And actually, in a sense, it's kind of freeing, you know, I feel a sense of freedom without having the albatross around my neck. And a lot of people can be an albatross around your neck. And I don't think people realize how draining can people be. You know, I call them the energy vampires, but they're just the kind of people that you just know in work or home or wherever. And, you know, they just drain the life out of you, and you kind of dread having to be around them because you don't know what to expect. And it's not healthy.
Right.
It's very toxic.
And exactly. And on that topic, definitely, it's not as, you know, it's not like either one of us is sitting here saying that these are horrible people and they're just terrible, dark. They're not. Most of the time, they don't even realize that they're doing it. It's such a natural thing for them to do. They don't realize they're doing it. And it's kind of that symbiotic relationship that happens throughout nature. We find ourselves, we're the ones giving the energy and they're the ones taking. And when we step away from that, we will become still either that giver or taker when we're in to the next relationships or to the next group of people in our lives. And that's not a bad thing. People want to view all of that as such a negative thing, and it's really, really not. If you look around us, it's so natural. It's the way it is. I mean, that's the way nature works. I get that a lot. That's an interesting view on that, Brian. But it's, you know, I just viewed it from such, you know, I pull myself what I call to Google Earth, and I step back and back and back, and I go as far back as they'll allow me to go, to look at larger pictures. And I've just found that everything is a cycle. There's such a circle of the circle of life, as they say. But there's such a symbiotic circle that goes around of how we work with one another as human beings. And we've been programmed and trained so methodically for generations and generations that we are to believe that this word indicates a negative response, and this is going to be your reaction to it. When in reality, if we just looked at it as, okay, this is how we work. There are times that, you know, I may be the one that takes energy and you're the one that gives it, and vice versa. It goes back and forth. The problem arises when you're knowingly that person, you know what I mean? You're knowingly going out and taking what you can get for yourself and not return, you know, not giving back to the world. That's when, you know, it's not anything but just your ego and all of that coming forth, you know? I think it comes down to a reprogramming, and that's what I'm seeing more and more as people have awakenings and are ascending and coming into their own gifts and abilities, is this change, you know, it changes your belief system, and you begin to learn new ways of looking at things and perceiving things. And it's interesting to see how many things we find as we do this and we become more connected, how many things we find that we would have viewed as a negative thing in the past, we're viewing as a positive thing going forward. So it's kind of exciting. Right. It's a great time to be alive.
And I've kind of come full circle. Like before, you know, I was always belief of the ego, and the ego was kind of the evil thing. And, you know, you always want to be a good person. But then I've started to realize we have a shadow side, and Geminis especially, I guess. And as a result, you know, it's just like the old saying goes, in order to get to the light, you have to embrace the dark. So there's that duality. And so I really changed my opinion on that. And I also changed my opinion on a few other things where you don't have to always be this, you know, everyone kind of perceives spiritual people as being these hippie, free loving, peace out in spirit. But we actually cuss, we actually drink,
absolutely.
We actually get mad. And you know, and here's the scary part. We're actually human beings. The perceptions that people have of psychics or of, you know, paranormal or, you know, a lot of people are, I have to see it to believe it, which I'm one of those.
Yeah.
I actually do. I have that.
Sure.
I have that part of my brain. That is, you know,
totally.
I have the creative and I have the, you know, skeptical side too, the logical side. And so
absolutely.
I do like to have the science to back up, you know, any type of thing I've done, like a paranormal research or investigation.
Sure.
You know, I could say something, but if a machine can pick up what I sense, that just kind of confirms things. I'm a confirmer. confirmer. I'm a reformer.
You're a confirmer?
I'm a confirmer.
That satisfies you?
Yeah.
I know.
Exactly.
And, you know, I've met a lot of people like that in my life, and I've just found that there are certain things. You know, when I sit down and start talking to somebody about what happens in a normal day for me, I can see the look on their face. You know, all of a sudden they just kind of this glazed, blank look through their face like I'm insane. And you know, that I'm living in some fantasy world. It's kind of fun though. You know, it's my life and I'm so accustomed to it. In fact, Lawson and I talk about it all the time. We'll go out to eat and all of a sudden we realize that the entire restaurant got really quiet because we're so used to talking about demons and angels and spirit and that we'll just be talking like we normally do. And all of a sudden we realize everybody's listening like we are two nutcases. There's a whole world out there, and if this just reaches even one person tonight, there's a whole world out there that is right next to us that we are so unaware of, and it's taken the powers that be in the world, the dark powers that be in the world, generations to get us cut off and blocked off. So just pay attention and realize that magic exists in this world, and it's right next to you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I find it interesting how people love the idea of it, but they're so afraid to believe in it.
I mean, if you've been conditioned for, you know, several years in a row about how you should think or perceive or, you know, they beat the inner child out of you so badly that you do miss that magic, you know, and I miss that magic, and I try to find it. But I think we get bogged down in the day-to-day reality of things.
We do. And that's good. It's distraction. They call it distraction. And it's there for, you know, they want us to be so distracted by everything else that we think we're cut off and that we're alone in the universe and that, you know, that we can't connect. And, you know, it's so funny when spirit and guides show me times throughout the history of the human being. So many times that we were so connected and immediately because of power, greed and money and things like that, it was immediately squashed and we were controlled again and reprogrammed. So this is a time though of great, great awakening. And that's a big reason I'm very excited about being able to get that message out to people. This is a time of great awakening for the human race. We're taking the next step in the evolutionary process and connecting to the rest of the universe and spirit and all of it. So even people that have never ever had any type of spiritual experience are contacting me and saying, okay, I just saw my mom and she's been dead for 20 years. Tell me what's happening to me.
So that's
a great thing. That's a very exciting thing. And I don't want people to be afraid of it. I get a lot of fear that comes through when I meet with clients and I explain to them there's just nothing to be afraid of, you know. It's where you stand within your beliefs is your protection. And unfortunately, a lot of human beings have this feeling that they've done bad things and that they deserve whatever. And that's so wrong. You've done nothing wrong. Just always remember that.
That's indoctrination, of your, well, and then for the survival part, you know, our reptilian brain kicks in, you know, that's the survival part, and, you know, the fear of the unknown, you know, flight or fight, you know, type of response, that is very innate in people who, you know, and I get it, the unknown is scary of some things, and there's some things,
absolutely,
I'm not scared necessarily. I just don't like that. I don't like certain things about the spiritual realms, and you know what those are. Hey, guess what? We have our first caller.
All right.
Would you like to take a call? All right.
Sure,
hold on.
Let's do it.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air with Brian and Trish. Who's this?
My name is Elisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Awesome.
I don't know if you realize which Lisa this is, because I'm sure you have a whole bunch of clients.
I, I'm pretty sure I do, but I'll keep that because I just had two guides step in, so I think I'm pretty sure who it is. So what's going on?
Not much. I saw that you were doing the show, and I've actually been looking forward to speaking with you, so I just decided to call in as all.
I'm so glad you did. So yeah. Just to confirm, I just got to ask. So, aren't you leaving on a trip soon?
Absolutely, I am to South America.
Yes. Oh my gosh, you are so cute. I can't wait to hear about your trip. I'm so excited. I wish I was going with you. Darn it. So, how are things? Are you ready to go?
I am not. I have about a little more than a week to get ready, so I leave November 7th.
Cool. What are you doing in Peru? Do you want to tell the people in the world what you're doing in Peru?
Absolutely. So I'm doing a spiritual retreat. It's in the Amazon jungle, and it's a 7-day retreat, and it'll be a first for me, but it's a ayahuasca retreat.
Yay.
So
cool.
I don't know what to expect, so there's a little bit of a lot of excitement and a little bit of what am I getting myself into.
Be excited, make it all excitement, because I'm telling you right now, your guides stepped in, they're so excited about this trip. This is going to be such an amazing experience for you, and it will be so life-changing for you as well. So be really excited about it, honestly. I'm so excited to hear about it when you get back and stuff. It's going to be unbelievable. And the things that they show me, and they won't show me everything, of course, because they want, they still want surprises. But what they are showing me right now is just, oh my gosh, an overwhelming amount of joy and excitement. And this knowledge that comes to you is unbelievable. So I am just really excited for you. And enjoy every minute of it. I know that you don't know what to expect, but you kind of do know what to expect. So just be open to all of it because you're safe. Just remember that you're safe. And whatever dark corners that you have to explore during that process, it's all good because you're so good and you're so guarded. So it's all good. I'm very excited for you.
Well, thank you for that. Yes.
Okay, so when you're talking, Brian, and I'm getting that the water is going to be very important for you somehow, and I equate water with emotion, and there's something magical about the water that you're going to be near, and I don't know if Brian can elaborate on that or confirm that, but that's definitely something that's going to be a real eye-opener for you on this trip.
I find that so fascinating, Trisha, because as you were saying that about the water, I find that so fascinating because as you're saying it, her guides are saying this is going to be so fluid. It's going to be just such a fluid, great experience. So I think that has a lot to do with it, and it is very magical. So absolutely, you're spot on. That's awesome. It's going to be a good one.
I'm excited.
Yes.
You're welcome.
I'd love to tell you both about the experience.
Yes, definitely.
That would be great.
We want to hear about it.
I'd love to hear about it
for sure. That's
and I think magic is going to be our theme for tonight. I think that's a great space for our discussions. And do you want to stay on hold and listen to the rest of the? Do you want to stay on hold and listen to the rest of the show, Lisa, or do you want to? Are you going to hang up?
I was actually listening on the internet, so I was just calling in to connect with you. So I'll go back to the internet if that's easiest for you.
And so awesome, sweetie. I love you, and you take care.
I love you too.
Fine. Well, thank you for calling in. Have a fantastic trip to Peru. That sounds great.
Thank you.
Bye
bye.
Bye, sweetie. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Yes, you will.
Take care. Bye bye.
You are. She's so awesome.
Oh.
I just love her.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it when
she's going
when
to do
a trip
to do that ayahuasca. I think she's going to have such a great time.
That's not near Machu Picchu, is it, though? That's up in the mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to be going. I believe that's where she is going. Yeah, that's the area she's going to be going to. I believe that's the area she's going to be going to. And, yeah, it's going to be – it sounds like it's going to be just an amazing experience. And her guys are just – they're so excited. They've been so excited about this. And she's just this amazing, amazing spirit. I just love her. She's just adventurous, and everything is exciting in her life, and she just keeps this great – great positive outlook. So I'm just so excited for her, because I think just when they talk about the knowledge that's coming towards her, I get excited about that for anybody, because knowledge is such the most, I mean, it's power in this world. It's the most powerful thing above money, above anything. And so the more we gain of that, the more empowered we feel. And so I'm just really excited for her. It's going to be great.
Yay. Cool. Do you have any messages for me this evening? Because I do have a couple questions for you, if it's not an imposition.
I do, actually. Not at all. Of course, it never is. But I do have a couple things for you, actually. And it's so funny, because your guys take me right back to the very first time that I ever met you. And I laugh about it each time, because they still show me the exact same things that you and I talked about the very first time. Remember that little house I talked about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they had,
mm-hmm.
I wish you could see this, because
yep.
They had me, the whole time I've been sitting here, they had me draw that exact same house. And it's still
okay.
There. All you've done is kind of sidetrack a little bit by, you're as bad as me when it comes to, well, if it's not happening right now, I'm going to make it happen right now. I'm going to force it, and that's all there is to it. And so, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I try and tell everybody that, because they get all worried, like, oh, no, I screwed it up. No, you didn't. You can't screw it up. So all it does is at times it accelerates something that's coming at you, or it decelerates something coming at you. And in your case, you kind of were in a, I want this now, I'm going to do it now, and that's all there is to it. And so you kind of forced the move and ended up where you're at, which is a great place, nothing wrong. But I know that it's not
mm-hmm.
the place where you're going to stay, because they keep bringing you right back to that little cottage house that I told you about. So that, and then they bring up the books again, but we've already talked about that. So what questions did you have for me that you were going to ask?
Well,
I'm curious.
Well, one of them is about a book, but it's not in the sense of what I'll be writing in the future. This is about one that I just published, and it was Eyeshine. And it's done pretty good on, you know, I've gotten good reviews on it and everything. I'm very pleased with it. It was kind of my sleeper book. I wasn't really thinking that this would even be popular, but it's turned out to be quite good. And so I was wondering, given the conversation we had before the show, that I told you it had been submitted to a couple of European publishers.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you feel like the outcomes will be on those?
It's so weird. Your guides just showed me showed me a picture, and at the same time said David Hasselhoff. What that means to me is, you know how,
excuse
so
me?
I didn't know like he was, I didn't know that David Hasselhoff was like famous in Germany. And that's what your guides just showed me.
Yes, he's very big
like,
in Germany.
Oh yeah, he's very big. Okay, I had no clue about that until like about a year ago, and I saw something about it. And I was like, oh my God. That's what they're showing me with this. First of all, they called it a cult classic, this new book you just did. So it's something that's going to slowly, and that's how they're showing it to me right now, it's going to slowly pick up this following. And what's nice about it, honestly, Tricia, is it's kind of a regular, steady growth thing, ongoing,
mm-hmm.
for years and years to come.
Yeah.
So it's like this, it just keeps getting a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. It's not like this, I mean, honestly, I'm being honest with you, it's not like this huge, best-selling number one book. But it's just got this weird little, almost like Rocky Horror Picture Show or along that line, you know, of this
yeah.
kind of cult following. And it just slowly catches on over the years. So it's actually a really great thing, because it's kind of a good bread and butter book, too. It's a constant source of income, because it just keeps growing each year, which is always nice. But it also picks up this great following. which creates a very loyal fan base for you. Now, is that the only book you're going to do in that genre? I mean, what is that? Or are you going to do another one?
Well, I have two paranormal books out. One's Dimensions,
okay.
And the other is this one. And
so why is
this
it
is
different?
More of
why
a...
are they showing me it? They're showing these two books as totally different books. Why? Are they on different subjects or something? The two paranormal books?
Well, they're both
books?
Paranormal romances, yes, and two different subjects. And usually
okay.
subjects that authers don't write about in as far as a paranormal romance goes. So one is about
okay.
the shadowy side of UFOs, which is Dimensions, and the other is
okay.
about, you know, the legend of the cryptids, cryptozoology and the beliefs around that. So I don't want to give too much away.
Right, exactly. And Einstein is the one that is the real, it's got the strong heartbeat. I don't know
yeah.
where that came from. I've never said that in my life. But it does. It has a really, it's very strong. And so it was weird. I was like, where
yeah.
the hell did that come from? So it's a very, that's the strong one. I don't know why the interest is more in that than the other subject, but for whatever reason, I would go, if you're going to write another one on paranormal, I would follow along that subject line of eyeshadow. That's the only thing
well,
that makes,
I've got,
or eyeshine, I mean.
I've gotten people who want a sequel to it and the characters. I think and people go, well, I want it to be longer. Well, it's designed to be a novella, which are shorter books. And
right.
So I need longer books. Well, it's a novella.
See, that's good.
Could it be shorter?
To me,
that's
always good. That's kind of how I rate a good movie or a good book, is if I don't want it to end, I want it to keep going. That's a really good thing. So I
I
would stick with that particular subject line, because for whatever reason, there's more of a connection. People are connecting with it more than, for whatever reason, the other one. I don't know why. They seem so similar in vibration.
Well, the Dimensions one, that came out,
but,
yes. Yeah, Dimensions came out in 2014, so that's kind of an older book, so I haven't really pushed that one. But typically, you know, once people find you and they like your writing, they'll go and look at your other work and see, you know, what you've written and what other, you know.
Right.
Do you do, in
the book world, because I don't know about it that much, do they
okay.
do, like, reintroductions? Will they do, like, a reissuing of a book if it's
yes.
was out a long time ago?
Yeah.
Maybe you should look at doing something like that
yes.
with Dimensions and seeing if that re-sparks it. Because there's this great following you have for that type of writing. So I can't understand why they're
mm-hmm.
not picking up the other one, too, why they're not reading the other book. I don't know. Maybe either do a republishing of it, or maybe do a snippet, a free snippet on Amazon or something to get an idea of it. I don't know. But it's weird that
mm-hmm.
the other one, there's this like super strong heartbeat, but Dimensions is kind of over there dying. So I would look
yeah,
at.
Yeah, it's kind of cold.
Cause,
cold ashes.
Yeah, it needs
and it's,
CPR.
It's
bad.
It's funny because. Because the cover of Dimensions is really cool. It's about this woman in this bright red gown that's going through this ring of fire, which is really cool. So
oh,
it's
cool.
kind of sad
oh, yeah.
that you end up
yeah.
seeing the ashes out of
definitely.
The,
and I think
the
that
fire,
in asking your guys and asking your guys about it, they were just nodding their head as I was saying you should like republish it or reintroduce it. They were nodding their head yes. So I think that's probably a good idea. I think it would have the same kind of cult following. I think it would be one that kind of grows more attention once it gets kind of out there again. But definitely, if the next one you're going to write on the paranormal level, I would stick with the subject matter from Einstein, because I think that's going to be your – that just seems – they like
okay.
it. They really like it. That's
yeah.
the
yeah.
consensus I'm getting from everybody is they like it. So, but I think it's going to
yeah.
be a good one for you. I definitely think it's going to be a good one for you. What's the other one you've got
good.
Coming out? What's the regular romance one you have coming out? Do you have a new one coming out?
Oh, the one, my second one will be On Ice, which is my hockey romance. And that
oh, okay.
is a very angsty, it has some heavy topics to it. It's not just like a, you know, this, just a contemporary romance. It's really addresses some really deep topics. And so So I'm looking to release that in December.
Cool. Yeah, I think you're the way that your guides are talking and showing it to me, you're expend as much energy as you can afford to on the paranormal side of it, because you've got a great following there, and that's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger for all writers. But I mean, especially for you, you've already got that fan base. So definitely, as you go forward, I would embrace the paranormal romance part of it, because that's going to be a good avenue for you, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. I don't know what they're showing me, but there's some kind. I think there's a. I can't tell. It's got to be summertime, July. It's really hot out. Is it coming up July? The following July. I don't know. There's some weird move coming up in July. That's odd, though. I don't feel like it's weird. I'll ask about that tonight in my meditation, because it's a weird one. I can't quite figure out, and I don't want to take the time to figure out now. So and I'll let you know what they mean by it. It's a weird move, though. In July, so
like,
I'll let you
physical,
know.
like a residence move, or
kind of,
or is it,
but
you don't know.
Odd. Yeah, it's weird the way they're showing it to me. And when I ask them, they just give me that look, that look of, yeah, you're smart. You can figure it out. Sure. Sure, I can.
So frustrating. Well, I've been having the RV. I want that RV, that big-ass RV, the one that country singers or bands roll in. And that's my dream, my vision to roll around the country book signing.
maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Yeah, it's a weird move, because it's weird. When I do my meditation,
okay.
I'll ask about it and let you know for sure. It's an odd one. I think that's a good avenue for you to go down is the paranormal part of it. I think you're going to find more success there. And not just, and I don't mean just financial success, I mean personal success, a lot of pride in your work. And something that you feel is really a part of you, which I think that's good. Because some stuff, they've shown me there's some stuff that you've done that you don't feel as connected to, whereas you have a real connection to what you're doing right now. So definitely follow that avenue.
Okay. I'm doing, I think I mentioned an anthology with my friend. We both have 3 books in a series that we're going to be submitting around New Year's. And how does that look to you as far as success of marketing those two together?
It actually looks pretty good. It's not going to have the success you want from it, but it's going to have success. So if I was in your shoes, I'd be okay with it. It's just not going to be... Yeah,
well,
it's just not
I'm not
gonna
looking
be the type
for
of
it to be a bestseller.
One.
They're both established series, and so we just
wanted
to market because she's very much like me. We're a very kindred spirit, so she's very much the same mindset that we are, and she's wonderful. She's a great person that I met online, and and we started. Here's another. It brings up the author platform I'm putting together. It's kind of based on the show All About Romance. And we honor, we bring on poets, we bring on writers and authors who write romance.
Perfect.
So the platform we started, Julie and I, is Soul Sisters Romance. And we're going to do... Yeah, we're gonna promote authors. We're gonna help, we're gonna do a dark romance collection next fall. We're gonna highlight authors' works. We're gonna do a lot of things for like-minded authors.
That'll be great.
So we've got we've garnered a lot of interest in the last few days, so it's been really exciting. And
That's going to be awesome.
And I think the reason, I started that because when I started out as an author, I'm sure some viewers or listeners have heard this before, is that I didn't have anyone to turn to, you know, help me with my writing or marketing or, you know, cover, photo, any of that. I had no clue. I started everything from scratch. And so as a way of trying to give back, I wanted to give a platform to people so they can come on and talk about their books, you know, where they normally maybe wouldn't have the opportunity, or, you know, promote people. And so it's just a matter of giving back and having them reciprocate giving back to others, you know, just kind of a
absolutely
forward.
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, everybody wants me to write a book about my awakening and the experiences I've had. And I'm just not I'm not good at sitting down and writing, you know? So I keep saying, okay, I've got to find somebody that can be my ghostwriter for me and write it out for me. But that's the kind of program that I would be totally interested in, because just for not only the networking purposes, but just to learn. I don't know anything about, you know, writing a book or publishing or anything like that. So it would be a great format for that.
Yeah, and then we have a bunch of people, you know, we've got an editor, we've got people who have various talents that we could pool all the talent and help others, you know. So I might not know something about marketing where someone else does, and they've already had that experience, and so they can just, you know, we can just provide the knowledge as a whole.
Exactly.
And
And
that's kind of a, I don't know. It's very enriching. It's very empowering to be that for other authors, you know.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
And
especially when you don't have.
It's not female.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
When I was just going to say, when you don't have, you know, I remember when very similar when I had my awakening, I didn't know anybody in the spiritual world. So I just kind of dealt with it myself. It was very difficult. And in the writing world, it's got to be the same way. If you don't know what you're doing and you don't know who to contact or where to even start in as far as writing a book, it helps so much to have different venues out there where you can get the help you need and not feel like you're selling your soul to the devil for it, you know?
No, and you know, a lot of times, you know, people are going, oh, yeah, I have an agent. I've got this. I've got that. I'm like, well. Then they've literally tied your hands with contracts and royalties and all that. But as an indie author, you know, the best part is that you retain your work, you publish your stuff, you know. But then you come into the marketing aspect. That's the real challenge. And on Instagram, I've found this pool of wonderful people really to help network and to help. You know, I network them, they network me, we share each other, you know, books or whatever it is they're doing at any given time. And it's so cool because people, you know, I think people genuinely want to help. You just have to ask, you know, it's just like
absolutely
ask and it'll be given. But if you don't, you know, you never know. So I'm throwing myself into this world that I'm learning something new every day and thinking outside the box. And so a lot of times, and a lady wants me to start graphic arts too. She wants to start promoting my graphic arts, which, there's a lot
going on. You know,
that's
the whole,
there's a lot going on.
And that's fantastic. You know, I'm a big believer that, you know, the universe is just one giant opportunity. And if you're willing to put yourself out there, it's endless, the opportunities that come. And, you know, you have to pick and choose sometimes. You know, I'm the type of person, I would love to do everything I'm ever asked to do, but there's just not enough hours in the day. So you got to pick and choose which ones you're going to do. But for the most part, you know, the networking and being able to connect with like-minded people is amazing with the technology we have today.
Yes.
You know, it's such a double-edged sword, but that is one of the great benefits of the technology we have today. Because I have clients in every country. I would never have that opportunity if we didn't have the kind of technology we do. It's such an amazing gift to be able to connect with people that in you know, that are submerged in completely different cultures and be able to learn from them. Whereas we would never have had that opportunity without this ability to connect the way we connect. So I think it's exciting. And I think everything that you're doing is such is, you know, build definitely building up to that, these great moments of your publisher or your writing career that are going to be very exciting. And I think you're finding the right, I know, I mean, you've always had your niche, but I mean, this is something different for you. And it's exciting the way your guides keep presenting to me. It's really exciting to watch because it's like the final click in that giant puzzle that you go, ah, I got it. And something you've been waiting, it's something you've been waiting for and kind of looking for a long time. Nothing that's held you down in your life or kept you from doing what you want to do, but it's just that final little piece. And it's like, it's right there. It's right in your grasp. So it's really exciting to see because it changes things when that final, when you feel that click happen, it just changes things. You'll see it's like having the Midas touch. It's just, you don't have to even try. Things just happen naturally and easily. And it's a great place to be. It really is.
Isn't it the manifesting time though? It's like you really don't have to meditate or think about it. It's just kind of you just put it out there.
Exactly. The best thing you can do with anything that you desire, anything you want to change in your life, and this is really hard to do. And I have to admit to everybody that's listening, I still struggle with it sometimes. And I've been training myself for ages. But you have to just put what your desires out there, and then you have to just forget about them and not think about them again. Because the more energy you're putting into them, you're going to start saying to you, and it's just human nature. We can't help ourselves. We're going to start saying it's going to change and morph into a negative statement that what we don't have rather than what I desire. And that's just how the human brain works, unfortunately. Yeah, exactly. So our best bet is just to put it out there and then move on with your life and start doing stuff. And watch how quickly it comes to you. I mean, it's amazing. I learned to do that years ago, but I do still struggle with some of the big things. You know, those are the hard ones, the things that seem so overwhelming at the moment. That's the best advice you can get. Your guides will tell you that. They tell every single person I've ever worked with that is just put your intention and your desires out there and then forget about it and move on to the next thing in your life. And the universe has to respond and it will. It'll always respond and it may not be the way expected, but it'll always respond. That's why that saying, be careful what you wish for. Because
I'm putting it out there. I want a bestseller. Do I have to be specific with which book I have to be a bestseller with? Okay, or is that just leave it at that?
Just leave it at that. Let the universe decide. It picks the simplest way, whatever. And, you know, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't view things as good or bad. There's no good or bad. It is what it is. And if you choose to do this, this is great. Yeah. And if you choose that, it's great. So just putting it out there, the universe knows what you do. It'll make it happen the way it's supposed to happen. And have faith in it that it will. That's the biggest thing. You know, there was a woman that came into my life 13 years ago, and she passed away. I only got to spend about 2 years with her. But it was Lawson's mother, Donna. She was just this incredible force of nature that I, in such a short time, learned so much from and just fell in love with her. But she used to say, her saying was, I gave it to God. And when, you know, you hear people say that all the time, but when she did it, it was true. She never thought about it again. Yeah. She did it, man. And you could tell she had no stress about it. She didn't worry about it. She gave me that lesson in such a way because she showed it to me. I mean, I watched it happen around her. Mm-hmm. The minute she gave it over
to her
idea of God. Yep, she walked the talk, man, and it was great, and it was a great lesson. And so if anybody out there can gain that from this, to just give it a try, you'll be amazed at how quickly things will manifest around you when you just give it to the universe and walk away and say, it's all right, they got it handled. I can go on with the rest of my day now. And it really does work.
Excellent.
It really, really does. Yes, yes.
We've got another caller.
Oh, cool.
So I'm gonna bring the caller on.
All right.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Trish and Brian.
Hello, Trish and Brian. I'm good, thank you. My name is Catherine.
Good.
How are you?
Good, we're doing great. How about you? Sounds like you're doing good tonight.
Good, good. Yes, happy Halloween.
Yes.
You too.
Did you have a question
for Brian?
I do. I have one for love and one for work. Is that okay? Or is just a
absolutely
focus on love tonight? Okay.
Ask whatever question you want.
Thank you so much. There's these two people at a gym I work out with, these two men. And I don't know, I sense like they give me some extra attention. So I don't know, do you feel it's anything romantic, or is it just they're being nice staff workers?
honestly, I think they're being extra nice workers. But the thing is what the universe is kind of showing right now is there is somebody that's got quite an eye for you, but they don't have anything to do with your gym. They're very, very taken with you. I feel like you don't know they exist almost, or you don't. I'm sorry. They show me little videotapes, so I'm watching these little videos real quick see what they're showing me. And it looks like I kind of get the impression it's somebody that you see on almost a regular basis, but you wouldn't really pay. Do you like stopping at coffee every morning, or is there a place you go to lunch every day? There's somebody that it's like a place that you go in the middle of your day or in the morning. But it's not the gym, because they're showing me the gym as a separate thing. And I don't know if this person works there or they just happen to be on the same type of schedule that they're at this place at the same time. But they watch you quiet. That unrequited love thing is like really strong. So the advice that your guides want to give you is just look up and look around more often. We tend to get, as human beings, we tend to get obsessed with our phones, looking at our phones or doing whatever. But yeah, they just want you to kind of check it out a little bit more. And you'll get a feeling, I can tell the minute when they show me your reaction when you look up, the moment that you kind of scan the room and see, you're going to feel that that's the person they're talking about, because you can feel that that this person is very attracted to you. And they're not creepy or anything. I mean, it's a very nice, they're just shy. I get that impression that they feel like maybe you're out of their league or something. But just kind of look around. I think you'll be surprised. The guys at the gym, I think, honestly, as much as I would love to say there might be a romantic thing there, I really think they're just being guys. And there might be something there that there's an, there might be something that's a bit of, a more of an attraction, but I think they're just being guys, which is very flattering. That's always flattering. But there's somebody that's very, very infatuated with you that's outside of that realm, though.
Your energy blinds people. Your energy blinds people, and it's a good thing. You're like a star. You have this radiant energy that attracts where people are attracted to you naturally. And it's men, women, doesn't matter. You have this bright spirit about you, and so that's why you garner a lot of attention. And it's not always sexual. Sometimes it is, but it's not always. So understanding that, you might not be as, fearful, because sometimes women, I understand you don't want to be overt about, attention that you may not want to receive from men, maybe at the gym if they're buff. I'm a romance author, so, I think about these things.
Yes.
But as a woman, I understand, your reticence about, certain people. But it really, if you come from that angle, you're really going to be more understanding of people, not necessarily thinking they're creeps, or creepy or creepers, whatever word you want to use. So it gives you more of an understanding about your energy, because you're a star.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Yeah, no, seriously. You know,
oh, that's great.
Thank you. So, and somebody does come to mind, but he's married. The person that I think of, a place that I go all the time, that is, yeah, like he's always.
That's possible. It is possible that he is married. That doesn't change, you know, the way the universe views it and the way the guides will show it to me. They don't look at it as, you know, they would definitely. If I was to sit down and do a session with you and they wanted to talk in depth about it, I guarantee you they're going to say, that's not a situation you would put yourself in. But it doesn't change his attraction towards you. It's possible he's married. I'm not saying that he is. I'm just saying it is possible. If that's somebody that comes to your mind right away, oftentimes that's a clue to us that's probably who it is. But be open and just kind of look around. You never know. I said, just look around a little bit closer. And you'll know. You'll know when you see the person. You'll just feel it. That's the only way I can explain it, is you'll feel it. So did you have another question for me?
I did, please. Thank you so much. Yes. Regarding work, I have a project that I showed to a woman via email. I wanted to get her feedback in hopes of her working with me. I'm just wondering if you see that happening. If I should, you know, wait a little bit or contact her and say, hey, she's had it for a little bit over a week now.
Yeah, definitely. I would, because I don't feel like, let me just tap into what's going on there for a second. I don't feel like she's avoiding you, and I don't feel like she's like, ooh, this is a crappy project. I think she thinks it's a good project. I would definitely get a hold of her and give her a time frame, in the sense of, you know, I kind of need an answer by Monday or whatever. Reason being is there's something weird there. Like, I know this sounds weird, but is it an idea that she could take and call her own idea?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I hope not. I did have her sign an NDA.
Okay. So I just think that the sooner that you kind of take control of the situation and say, okay, I just want to know if you're even interested in working with me on this, because I would really enjoy working with you. But if you're not, I need to get moving on it. I mean, and that's not unfair. A week is plenty of time in any business for somebody to look over a project and make a decision. So I would definitely ask her about it. I don't, and I'm not saying that she's that type of a person by any means. I just feel like it's floating around out there. So is it possible anybody could pick it up if it was sitting on her desk or something like that? So
yeah.
I would definitely just remind her. I feel like you're both very busy people, but I feel like her schedule's really busy, and that's the only reason that she hasn't gotten back to you, because she's just had a lot on her plate. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. And I have given, I have been busy with something else, so I've been trying, not watch the pot boil, but in the same time it has been.
Definitely. Yeah, I would definitely
agree with,
I would give her a call and just say, go ahead, Trisha.
Oh, I was going to say, I agree with Brian that there is a tendency, there's energy out there where someone is an opportunist that could take credit for your work. So I would keep it confidential.
Right.
Oh,
definitely.
My goodness. You know, as we're talking, something else just came to my mind that you're on this subject. There's another woman who has it, who I'm thinking of taking it away from her, because in the beginning, when our working relationship first started, she seemed okay, but then I'm getting, things like, my bank is closed. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We do have the money. I can't give it to you yet. So maybe she's trying to do something, and I really should take it away from her fast.
Definitely.
Oh,
I would.
Wow.
You know, you just got to protect your own.
That's your intuition.
Your own thing.
Listen.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Listen to that feeling when you get those, you know, that's your guides in your voice saying, in your ear saying, you know, hey, you got to take care of this. I'm always telling people, because I say, oh, I've got a bad feeling about this person. Go with that feeling. You know, there's a reason that your body is reacting the way it's reacting. I know people that have physical reactions to people that are enveloped in darkness, and they get hives. They break out in hives, or they start sweating, or they get nauseous.
Wow.
And so I'm always telling people, listen to your body, listen to your gut. If it's telling you, it's screaming at you, turn around the other way, turn around the other way. You don't need to give that person a chance. Just walk away. It's okay.
Yeah,
So definitely listen to your instinct, because you do have an empathic ability that you are in tune to, because you're aware of it because you use it all the time. That's what your guides are telling me, that you know, at work, when you're out at the gym, you can feel if somebody's watching you, you can feel if somebody's thinking about you, you can feel someone else's pain or sadness. So use that to your advantage and you know, use it so that it makes your life easier too. There's nothing wrong with that. But definitely I would give this other woman a deadline. And like I said, there's nothing irrational about that. Giving a business partner a deadline to, I need a decision. And the other woman, I would definitely get my work back and just say, I think I'm going to go with a different person on this project and leave it at that.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Thank you. Thank
you
both so
very
much. Thank you.
My pleasure.
You're
have
welcome.
A happy Halloween.
So phenomenal.
Yes. And thank you for calling into the show.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate both of you. And again, happy Halloween. Thank you.
Same to you,
you
Catherine.
Too.
Have a good night,
okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
The sweet lady. Very sweet lady.
Yeah, she was a sweet soul. Yeah. So speaking of sweet souls, I've been talking about me. No, I'm kidding. I know. I have an ego, but I really try not to, because gosh knows that the dork in me will show up and put a stop to that real quick. So.
Oh, you're too funny.
So let's talk about the veil, the lifting of the veil, because we're at that point in, you know, of the time of year where the veil to the other side is very thin, and that's where historically the reason Halloween came about was because people knew that and they would wear masks to confuse the spirits.
Yes.
That's kind of what
I
understood.
To hide from the spirits, basically. Yeah.
So,
which I always find it so funny, so interesting that for me as a medium and a spiritualist, Halloween is always the quietest night for me. And I know that for a long time, I always wondered why. So, isn't that when you guys all want to hang out? Well, they do, but they don't want to watch somebody like me that's boring and sitting at home doing nothing. They're out in the world watching everybody else do stuff. So I don't, and that, I think that, you know, I've always, even when I was a kid, which was unusual for a kid not to like Halloween, but it was not a big Halloween person. And I kind of know now why. Being a sensitive and having the visual and abilities that I have, you know, going out was scary when I was a kid because I couldn't really tell the difference between the living and the dead. And so, and I would always get called out on it because I'd be talking to somebody and then somebody would say, who are you talking to? You're talking to nobody, you know? So I think as a kid, it just kind of hit me as I'd rather just stay at home and not be a part of that. And I kind of like it. It's like a night off for me. It's real quiet. I don't have a lot of spirit around me. They all kind of go away for the night. So,
I've called you up and put you to work tonight. So,
hey, that's all right. This is fun.
You.
I'm enjoying it.
Okay. Okay. I'm glad. This is really one of the funnest show. I can't talk. One of the best shows I've done so far. So,
good.
Blast. Awesome. So when I was a kid, and I thought I was having experiences, but I don't know if that was my imagination or I was actually having experiences. And I thought I'd hear furniture moving, scraping. One time, I was laying on my side. I was awake. It was the middle of the night, and someone whispered in my ear my brother's name, and it terrified me because I had no clue. I thought it was one of my brothers playing a prank. I tiptoed into the room. They were both sound asleep. What the hell? That was
It's kind of, that can be
that
scary,
was scary
for people. And you know, and it always amazes me when they're working with when guides are working with their people here. How they'll do stuff, and I'll be like, guys, do you realize that what that's like for a human being, it scares the crap out of them. The last thing that they want to do then is open up to spirit when you do shit like that to them, you know. Excuse my language, sorry. But me, I do that all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
But it does kind of crack me up because I think if you're going to approach somebody and, you know, I mean, if you're going to be there for an awakening as a spirit, you really need to kind of go easy with it because it can freak people out. I have so many clients that, Brian, I don't want to see these people anymore. I don't want to see that. It's like, well, uh-huh. You can't really control that. Once you've kind of opened up to it, you're kind of open to it. But learning to accept that it's going to be okay. You know, I remember that very first morning when I woke up and there were like 8 people sitting at the end of my bed at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I mean, it scared me to death and I didn't know what to do. So there's a way to go about it. I think that they're, you know, they've been doing for billions of years and then they do. But it shouldn't be a scary process. But it seems to be that way for most humans is it's very scary. They don't want to see, they want to see somebody that they can see through or walk through or, you know, or has more power than them in a lot of ways, you know. But it's not really, I mean, for the most part, we're pretty protected. I mean, I tell people that all the time, that it's just a matter of, you know, what lies in your beliefs is what is going to manifest with you. So, you know, you have to have the belief that you're protected by the light and by the universe and all the things that you do with your life, you know. And eventually people, they do see that because they realize, okay, I'm okay. I'm safe. I can do this. Until they start getting into the deeper, darker stuff. And then it's like, oh my God, get me out of here.
And I think that's one reason that people accept their relatives coming to them from the other side through dreams, because that's a non-threatening way for spirit to come through, where we accept it and it's not a scary thing. And I've even had the experience where it was so, I know it's real. But the next morning I woke up thinking this person was still alive. That's how real it was.
Yeah.
It was just a big dream that they had just passed away. And it wasn't. Yeah. It was, and I put that in a book, actually. I wrote that experience because it's still fresh in my mind. It's profound moments like that that I treasure. I really do.
Absolutely. And I mean, that brings it all to reality for you. And a lot of times that's the first way that spirit really will connect with a person is through their dreams, because it's easy, like you said, it's easy, it's safe, it's comfortable for the person involved. It's when they start, as a person starts their ascension process, they begin to see spirit more out here during the day. That's when they start getting a little bit more freaked out by that. And then as that gets even stronger and bigger for them, then but the universe is really great about doing it in a timing and in a way where you're comfortable with it. I think, you know, they throw stuff at me once in a while that freaks me out, but I think it's oftentimes just a reminder to me to kind of refresh, getting rid of that fear. The only thing I have left as far as fear within me is fear of other human beings. And that's sad to say, but it's true.
Yeah.
You know,
humans
have some weird stuff going on. So,
it's true. And I think I'm very much like you. I'm a homebody, and that's kind of where my comfort levels are. And, you know, when I have to go out to public, hopefully you're there. I'm not alone. But, yeah, so, and I start to realize now, it just kind of hit me right this minute, that when I go out, you know, when we go out to the big city, Salem, and I come home, I'm exhausted. I'm so exhausted. Yeah. I'm like, I went to Target and drove back.
Yeah.
Why is that so exhausting? Yes. And you have to kind of realize the energy that you go through, you know, and the...
Absolutely.
All the people, and you're just like one big nerve, raw nerve, and you feel everything. And
absolutely. And it's crazy because that's probably the biggest complaint that I get from a lot of my clients is they think it's a fear of going into large crowds is what's affecting them. And when we talk about it, they realize it's not a fear of it. They enjoy going to large crowds. Into big events like that, it's the overwhelming energy that just bombards them. Because once spirit knows, once the universe recognizes that you're able to communicate and see them, they don't care about your schedule. I mean, I'm sorry, they don't really have manners on the other side in that sense. They will interrupt you. I mean, I've had them show up while we're having sex. It's like, go away. This is not the time, man. So it's just, you know, it can be a bit much.
Yes.
You do have, you know, you do kind of have to realize that when we go out, you know, that was one of the first things that I learned in the beginning was how to put an energy kind of bubble around me when I leave the house. And it works. And the more you do it, the stronger it will get over time, the more you practice putting that energy around you. So anybody that's experiencing that's listening right now, anybody that is experiencing that overwhelming feeling when you go into a crowd or into a big event, try practicing that, picturing a giant bubble of energy around you that protects you from all that energy coming at you. As you know, spirit, once they know that you're there and you can feel them, they're going to bug you to no end. And it can be just like you said, a trip to Target can be the most exhausting thing ever. And you just want to go home and crash, you know, and that's ridiculous. We shouldn't feel that way. But it happens all the time. So definitely that's my big thing is before I walk out the front door, I always kind of put an energy around me that protects me from it. I have one spirit. It's this little old man. And every time I drive from my house into Independence, into town, he's in the back seat. His daughter works at the bank that's on my way. And he always wants me to stop in and just say, I love you, honey. Well, that's great. And they had a very close relationship, so she already knows that. So, no, I'm not going to stop at the bank every day and tell your daughter that you love her. He's a really sweet old man, but it's not going to happen. But that's just, you know, that's a little example of what it's like when we walk out into the world. And it doesn't matter whether you're connected or not. We're human beings, so we're bombarded by others' energies all the time anyway. So even when you're not aware of what's happening, you can still get bombarded with that. So I always tell people, whether you're connected to spirit or not, put an energy ball around you when you walk out your door. It'll save you a lot of stress and a lot of headaches, literally headaches.
Okay. we have another caller for you. Yay.
Cool. Awesome.
I'm going to bring him on.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Cool.
Hello, you're on the air with Trish and Brian. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, hi.
Hi.
You're on the air.
My name is Maria, and I call you from New York. Are you giving my side to little ones?
Oh, is that?
What?
I'm sorry. Repeat that one more time.
You give a massage to the loved ones, the left side.
Okay. Hang on. And
you
you're in
question?
New York, you said?
Excuse me? Hello?
Are you,
hello,
you're in New York, did you say?
Yes.
So what's your question tonight?
Do you have a question?
Yes, I got a question. My daughter went to a contract for work and some money. You think it's her work, this lady, she going to be honest or a truth? She tell her the truth?
So what you're asking is if working with this woman, she's going to be telling the truth? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, this lady, yes, she tell her the truth.
Okay. You know, there seems to be... Is there some kind of... did this woman and you or your daughter have a disagreement with this woman?
Well, my daughter, work with my daughter. Yeah, they got it. They got in a contract to sign. My still innocent... You know, she's going to send us, what do you call it, a deposit, but they're not sending no money, nothing.
I don't know
if she said the truth.
I don't know. There's honestly a feeling of just shadiness, something's not being communicated, honestly, I guess that would be the the answer to your question is no. I don't think there's something that isn't, that's not honest there. And it's just part of it. I don't feel like it's all of it. I don't feel like it's the entire thing. I feel like there's just a small part of it that isn't, that she's not being truthful about, So have you already signed this contract?
We got a contract.
I would either have somebody look at it, this contract, like an attorney, or I would read it so carefully and make sure that there's something not quite right about the situation. I can't put my finger on it, and they're not showing me, so I'm not exactly sure. But I do know that what they are showing me is a symbol, basically. It's symbolizing a contract, and half of it is shaded out in black. So, and that's usually, for me, means that there's something not right about that part of it. So I would have it either looked at, or I would even, I don't know, if it was me, I personally would just confront her and say, what's going on? Explain this to me.
Right,
you know,
right. That's why I tell my daughter, I agree with you. Right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, there's definitely something shady there, for sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
I hope that helps. You bet. My pleasure. Have a great night, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Good night.
She was sweet.
Well, I was having a hard time understanding her. I'm glad you were able to understand more than I did, because I was straining.
That's the only drawback with sometimes is these connections. It's so, you know, they cut off so easily.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell, but yeah. Yeah, there's something definitely there, Maria, if you're still listening. There's definitely something weird, shady about that. And like I said, anytime they show me a contract and then half of it is blacked out, that is my symbol for they're lying about something. So definitely have them check it out or confront her.
What's the weirdest thing they've ever shown you?
The weirdest thing they ever – okay, this is going to sound really the weirdest thing they ever showed me, and it's kind of hard to explain to people, but was the creation of a demon. And it was just the way it was done and how it was done that was the weird part. I'd never seen anything like that. And then probably the other weird thing I saw was one night during meditation, I stepped into non-physical and I saw an angel and a demon walking together and they were laughing. I was kind of like, what the heck? I kind of now understand, you know, they have a much higher understanding of balance and light and dark and everything. So it was something that non-physical was showing me to help me to understand what that was all about. But that was kind of a weird one too. Something that caught me off guard.
that's interesting. The angel and the demon. That sounds like a book title.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it was so
that
weird.
Could, that
it was
could
so
be,
weird.
That could be your title.
yeah. Exactly.
Seriously.
I know.
That's funny.
I really want to write a book. I have such a hard time putting it together. Basically what, you know, I've been journaling since I was 10 years old, so I've got boxes of journals, but basically what I've been doing is just writing out what I think, I should say about my, you know, explaining things, which then I would have to have somebody like sit down with me and organize it into what makes sense, because it's really scattered. I just don't have the patience.
So,
I know that sounds terrible, but
No, it doesn't. It's just writing as a discipline, and I'm sure Lawson has shared with you what, you know, he goes through, what I go through, you know, and the block.
Totally.
The whole nine yards. Have you thought about, because I think you're more of a talker than you are a writer, you know, writing physically, you know, to write things down. I know you've been journaling, but maybe you could record it, and that would help get all the thoughts out of your mind and at least a place to put all that stuff.
Yeah, I've actually been thinking about that, because I feel like I could be more articulate in speaking it than writing it. Because I am so impatient. I tend to cut things out of what I'm writing because it's too long, you know. Whereas if I'm talking it, I can say it in a much easier way, more efficiently. So that's a good idea. I'm going to try that. And I'm going to try that and see if I can get somewhere on it because I know that it would be interesting. I mean, I not that it sounds awfully egotistical, but I know it would be interesting just because my awakening was so unusual. And the more people I talk to in the spiritual community and they tell me about their awakenings and ask about mine, I find how unusual mine was. And so I know it would be something that would be of interest to at least a subgroup of the world.
Absolutely. I know one lady was telling me that she really did that, basically that spirit broke her arm. I think it was her arm or a leg, one of the two. And it made her sit in a hospital bed for I don't know how long to come to grips with being in charge of her own gifts, you know.
Yes. Absolutely.
They really needed her in this world.
Yeah, they do. They
if
do.
If they ever did anything
things.
Like that to me, yeah. If they ever did that to me, there would be hell to pay.
There'd be hell to pay.
There would be hell. They don't mess with me as much as they mess with you. I think you guys don't discipline your guides like I discipline mine. So
no,
they stay in line.
You know,
I kind of
let him do, you know, because I told him a long time ago that I was giving my journey over to them. I kind of let them do what they want, which sometimes I shouldn't, I don't think, but because it's always, you know, they keep raising the bar for me and I'm like, okay, you guys, you're going to get me killed is what you're going to do because every time I think, okay, I'm getting this down, they raise the bar one more time and I've got to learn it all over again. So, I probably should discipline them more and keep them more in line, but I don't know. I feel that obligation, you know, how I am. And I'm getting better about the perfectionist part of me. That's the one good thing. I don't feel like everything has to be perfect like it used to be. So I'm getting there slowly.
Hey, I'm a perfectionist too. We're so much alike. It's scary, but that part is really hard. It's really hard to let go. It's hard to just say okay. Yeah.
Yes.
But I can't. I'm not quite there.
I still have the problem of where I will do something and I'll be okay with how it turned out, but then every single time I walk by it, I'm freaking out because that one little corner didn't quite get right. And I make myself leave it because I'm trying to get, and there comes a point though, honest to God, where finally I give in. I just can't stand it. And I know it's just not healthy, I don't think, to be that worried about something being that perfect. It just doesn't seem that healthy. I shouldn't care. You know, it's not like it's going to change anybody's life if the picture's crooked or something, you know, but, you know, it's just weird.
it would mind if I came over and I saw the crooked picture. I would be over there fixing it because...
That's exactly it. Oh God!
Yes, I know. I'm trying to design this cover for a book, and I've seen so many, you know, bare chested guys and couples and this and that.
Yeah.
I don't know which way is up anymore. And everything I look at is black because I don't like it. It hasn't clicked yet, so I'm still working on it. So it's hard to
be
perfectionist. It really is.
Well, yeah, and that would be hard with as many books as you've done and covers as you've done. Trying to find the right image for a cover, that's got to be frustrating and hard. I mean, I'd go nuts.
Well, I have someone else involved, too. So she goes, oh, I like that
God.
One. And then I said, no, you have to love it. I can't do it's the I like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
exactly.
Like, do you like me or do you like me?
Exactly. Oh, that's too funny.
I know. Oh, I know. That's
too much.
I don't know where that came from. I think that's from the Wonder Years. Do you like me or do you like
do you
me? You know, it's
yeah.
so cute. That's
I think it is.
Show.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
God,
we're getting down
funny.
To about our last few minutes here of the show. Is there anything else you want to share? Where can people find you? You know, where they can book a session with you. Tell us where they can contact you.
visit my website at brianbenson.com. It's BRYANBENSON.com. And on there, it has an About Me page, so you can kind of read about my story and how long I've been doing this and what I do. And I would love to hear from you. I try and run some good holiday specials, so I'm going to be doing some coming up in the next couple of weeks, so look for those. And more exciting news, we're doing some stuff out at our place, so please I'll be posting it on my website as well, even though it really isn't that spiritually connected, but we are creating an Airbnb, a glamping Airbnb on our property on the river here. And so I'll be posting pictures and dates and stuff like that as we get that done. So, but thank you so much,
cool.
Trisha, for having me on your show. It was so awesome. I feel so honored to be a part of your world. And I would
do
this anytime. So feel free to ask me anytime. I'll do it for you.
I will. I will.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. And I just want to remind our listeners for the book part, I'll be having Jay Bankston on Saturday at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And she wrote the Cake series, which was fantastic. It was such a great read. And then Sunday, we're having Shanna Swenson, another friend of mine who's written the Abundance series. And she's another great author. So I'm having a lot of shows this week. So it's been
That's
great.
Awesome.
It's been booked up, and I'm so grateful to you for being my friend, for being gracious to come on the show and offer your wisdom and your wit and
so
just,
funny. You're so
just
cute.
Everything. I try.
Thank you.
I try.
It's such an honor.
Thank you, my friend.
So honored. Well, cool. Well, I really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it.
Thank you, and continued love and friendship and peace and joy, love, harmony, all that to you. And
absolutely.
Anyone who listened,
thank you
for calling in, everybody, and we'll catch you next time on All About Romance. Take care.
Yay. Take care.